Well, significant changes to banking through technology and competition is coming in the next couple of years, according to one industry observer. Head of banking at the business advisory firm KPMG, John Kensington, says the development of fintech, which is digital-based financial services, and open banking are the next big challenges for the sector. Open banking is where banks would make their customer details and data available, with customer approval, of course, to other finance industry players, which might then offer rival or alternative financial products. So far, the big banks have been slow, even reluctant, to push along such changes. But Mr. Kensington says that will change, although it may need a push from regulators.
I think the banks are probably looking at it and saying, well, hang on a minute, could we enter the market with a product exactly like that and be allowed to trade the same way? Well, these people are, so why shouldn't we? And I think it will not be too long until you do start to see banks start to, I believe they'll start offering buy now, pay later type products, and they will ultimately drive the open banking.
What's the role of the regulators and the government in this? Do they need to be a brake on things to ensure that, for instance, data privacy is protected? Or do they need to be in there and help to kick down the doors and, you know, some cold winds of competition come in?
You've hit the nail right on the head, and the answer to that is both. So they see themselves as having sort of a social license to make sure there is more competition and better products serviced and services available to the public, but at the same time, they also don't want to have a catastrophe of any kind through not doing things properly. And I think they're probably facing much the same sort of tension in their decision-making. Do we just regulate and say, right, that's it, it's happening, make it happen, or do we be a little bit more careful?
That's John Kensington from KPMG.